Tonight on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, we say incredibly regrettable things, weird news, factoids, and more. It's time for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 406 for December 7th, 2017. Chickpea Pantaloons. Welcome to Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, where we take fake internet stories that are delightfully fun to laugh at, and we throw them away like a nasty diaper. A nasty poo-filled diaper that you skillfully throw away in your best friend's trash can. Now his house smells like a nasty old poop instead of your house. Then we scour the internet looking for the truest stories to show you that are even better to make fun of. And they don't smell like poo! And you don't have children! But I do! I know what poo smells like in a trash can, and I love throwing them away in Ashley's trash can, who is right next to me via the internet. Hi, Ashley. How are you doing today? By the way, I'm your host, Steven, and this entire intro is scrambled up like a little blender.
Wait, better.
I have no idea what I just said. How are you, Ashley? How are you this fine evening?
I totally woke up like Wells.
What?
My drinks are gone. What? And I didn't get even tipsy. Like, it was all the way up to here, and there was zero tipsy. I'm pretty sure Jacob just replaced it with sweet milk.
Was that, I mean, what'd you put in there? What was the drink before it's now just ice in a glass straw?
Amarula, that's, you remember that cruise that you and Stephanie went on, and you brought back alcohol, and I drank it all?
Yeah, the secret that alcohol stuff that they told us you couldn't get in the States.
Yeah, they that said, I went to the store and promptly bought you more of, so you wouldn't think that I drank it all.
Yeah, it's called Amarula. It's got an elephant on the label. It's delicious.
It's got like a Diablo. It's the devil. It's got Diablo, and then on the front, it's got Diablo again. And Subject actually bought us these, and I drank out of them, and it's really fantastic. And did we give you yours, or do I still have it?
No, I have this awesome glass from Hard Rock Cafe Atlanta. From when we ate there.
Did we give you your cup?
With the sex wizard.
Do you have a Diablo cup?
No, I don't have a Diablo cup.
So we have three of them and we didn't bring you yours.
Okay, well here's the thing. I will trade you one Jamal JV crafted two dorks block for one Diablo glass.
That's probably a good idea because you've had that for like 9 years.
I think the alcohol worked, Smash. I think your weird British cousin has decided to take over.
So and I do this okay. to myself all day. Like, when I'm by myself, I make up every accent I can. And, like, I'll just be in the kitchen and be like, so what you want to do is you want to get the lettuce out of the refrigerator and then you want to chop it. And you don't just use any knife. You use this knife. This is a special knife. And then you make your salad and you put it in a bowl and you eat it, right? Like, that's what you do. And just for anything, I'll go to the bathroom and be like, and then you apply the mascara.
Well, then, see, then you're just a YouTube video. Then you're doing exactly what you're supposed
YouTube
to
myself.
Do.
I don't know why I do it. It's so stupid. The Big Mystic finds my accents offensive. Which one would not be offensive?
That's not surprising. If you're offended by that, you'll hear a lot more offensive things as the show goes on.
I'm sorry. Mystics, I love you.
Hey, speaking of,
maybe the
man,
alcohol did hit because I love people now.
Mm. Oh yeah, see that's the thing. You got to wait. Once you love people, it's over. Speaking of loving people, we want to love you guys. I want to go ahead and do this at the top of the show.
Wait.
What? I mean, not love you like with our hands. We want to love you with like our our brains and our hearts or something.
Okay.
Is that better? Did I fix it? Okay, good. We want to send you a holiday card. We've made it ambiguous, so nobody has to be upset about Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever. Happy Holidays from Two Dorks. And we've got the cards on their way, but we want to get them to you. So for like the fifth time, I'm going to post this form in the chat. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are a fan of just going to it because you listen to this podcast, you can find the link in the show notes or just go to twodorks.net/card, which don't try that right now because it doesn't exist, but it will. twodorks.net/card will have the holiday card form. Sign it up. It will put a thing in the mail, send it to you. It'll be great. You'll love it. We do this every year except the years we don't do it. Everybody has a great time. The art is by Eric Webb, so you'll get
it's so much fun.
Wonderful piece of art from Eric Webb, who has a Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Eric Webb. Just freaking subscribe, follow that guy. He's incredible. So he did our art for us this year, and also art on the back by our good buddy Arawad. So we've got a couple artists contributing to our holiday card this year. Super excited about it. So be sure to do that. twodorks.net/card. Sign up. It'll be great.
I love the people. Fred's like, yeah, here's the web address that you expect us to remember, even though it doesn't exist. He posted a thing. It's good.
The thing, I've got the Google Forms in our chat because you're all here live. But people who listen to this later and are like, I hate it when you guys talk to the chat the whole time because I don't know what you're talking about. twodorks.net/card will exist for them. I promise. I'll do it right after the show.
Have people actually said, I hate that you talk to the chat, or are you just thinking that?
I'm just assuming that.
Nobody hates it, Steven.
If you hate it, email me, hnhshow@gmail.com.
If you hate it, suck it up, because you're not going to do anything about it, because we've got zero hate mail in a decade. Like, not even for fun. Nobody even, like, funnily sends us hate mail.
And we tried. We tried. We invited the hate mail. We've said a lot of things that are incredibly off color.
The shit that we have said deserves some, like, at least a little hate mail.
You kind of want somebody to just go, like, you're a terrible person. Like, just somebody that random that doesn't know us, because we've had plenty of those times where I'm like, people who don't know me are going to think that I'm just a horrible person. You know, but then it seems to be clear within 5 minutes of the show that we're not terrible people.
No. Also, if you filled out the form for the stickers, that will be in the card, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, that's what we're doing. The stickers are coming. The stickers are coming with the card. See, it wasn't intentional, but me and Ashley are very bad about procrastinating. You will get what you asked for. It just takes a little while.
We forget things. We get really excited, and then, like, the next Thursday, we're like, oh, shit, it's Thursday. We need to do a show.
Right. Yeah.
And everything else that we said we were going to do. So the stickers will be in there. We do actually mail the Christmas cards. People in years past have gotten Christmas cards.
Yes, the Christmas cards are very important to us. They come out to you, like, as soon as we get them. We're getting them in on the 14th, so it should give us enough time to get them to most of you by Christmas.
And we handwrite notes.
Oh, yeah. We don't just put them in envelopes and send them. I draw crap all over it, and Ashley writes things really big, leaves me no room to say anything. Jacob puts limericks about wieners and stuff in there.
I do. I, like, take up the entire card. Steven, like, goes, I'm really glad I write small. Thanks, Ashley.
I'm like, speaking of, I don't know where my crazy sharp stab you in the arm pen is. I can't find it anywhere, so I'm writing with big old fat pen.
Did I take that one?
I've had to really adjust. Like, I've gone from, like, really tiny writing.
That's what I want for Christmas. Get me that, like, pen.
This is really tiny writing to, like, this big old fat. Where's my big old fat writing? Good radio. Big old fat writing. You see how fat that writing is? It's crazy.
You're ridiculous. Steven and I used to have, when I lived with them, we used to have competitions about who could write smaller. Steven always won. It was ridiculous.
I am the smallest writer.
And my, like, I have teeny tiny, like, my hands are so sparkly. Whoa.
I really prefer typing, though. I've started daily journaling in this journal because I that's supposed to make your brain better and you write stuff down. I'm like, if I'm going to have, like, leave a legacy to children and grandchildren about who I am or who I was, I don't want it to only be Twitter. So I'm writing it down on these books, and I'm putting them in a shoebox because that's where you keep, you know, your life. And, and so I'm starting to write. Like, I forgot how hard it was to write with your hands because my hand gets cramped within 15 seconds. I'm like, right, ow. Right.
You just look. Now I understand where Sam gets that.
What?
Dig. Right. Cut. Tear.
That is what he does, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all three. Always three. Always three things. But anyway, I don't even know what this show's about anymore. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We're going to talk about some weird news, odd stuff, good times, and all the things in between. And I'm so glad to see all these new faces, familiar faces in the chat room. Y'all are the best. Always happy to see
you. You have the best faces, guys.
You do. We love them. They're the best. They're the favorite faces that we've ever seen.
When was that? That was fun.
I don't know.
The entire show. Steven, Stephanie and I watched Murder on the Orient Express. It was really good. And one of the Green Goblin dude did a fake. He called himself a Kraut, which made me laugh because you can't say Kraut now. But he did a fake German accent, and then it was fun.
The Green Goblin?
Yes.
Is the Green Goblin in that movie? Willem Dafoe?
Yes.
Willem Dafoe.
There's so many. There's The pirate is in the movie, and William Dafoe's in the movie, and the dude with the like killer stash is in the movie, and the chick that might.
Would you like me to name these people? Daisy Ridley, Kenneth Branagh. Willem Dafoe.
That might or might not be a Jedi.
That's Daisy Ridley.
Her.
Yeah, Josh Gad is in the movie.
The pirate.
Johnny Depp is the pirate. Who else you got? Oh yeah, Willem Dafoe is in it. I remember him.
Oh, the chick that's the head of MI6 in Bond.
Judi Dench.
Yes.
Yep. Melanie Griffith. Not Melanie Griffith. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer is in it.
Yes, Catwoman.
Yep. Anyway, so good. So people should... Because Rotten Tomatoes is a little bit meh-meh on it. But it looked cool to me.
I have realized that movies that are a little smart, people don't like. Because people don't like to think at a movie. And I'm just like, this is so good!
It's a thinking... It's a whodunit. Like, it's a literal, like, train murder mystery. Like, people pretend to go on these all the time around the country. They go,
so
I'm
cool.
going to join the... Oh, holy crap, 100 cheer from Kelly. Thank you so much.
Kelly, thank you!
You are the best.
They're celebrating their 20th anniversary and we get money. Yay!
Yeah, thank you. That seems the reverse of things. But yay, they're sharing the joy. Okay. That's what Christmas is about.
you're gonna... It's like Mom's birthday was yesterday, so Stephanie and I went out.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfectly... Makes perfect sense. So I have a question for you. This is important to me and to no one else that listens. So we have the opportunity while we're up in West Virginia, there's going to be a plethora of babysitters for me and Stephanie to go out and see a movie. Now, that movie we're going to see will be at the Marquee Cinemas in Beckley, which is kind of like throw up everywhere. But the unfortunate thing is that Star Wars will be there and Justice League will be there. I haven't seen Justice League yet. I haven't seen Star Wars, well, obviously, because it's not out yet, but I'll have the opportunity to see both of those movies. Which one?
Justice League and Star Wars?
Yeah, so which one would you see at the Marquee Cinemas in Beckley?
Oh, God, because, like, obviously you should see Star Wars, but it's at the Marquee Cinemas in Beckley.
Right? So what do? Do you go see Star Wars in a subpar theater
go see the subpar movie with the subpar theater in the subpar town with the subpar audio.
Okay, so because it's the audience that I'm worried about because I've been to places where I've had to deal with people that don't really treasure the theater experience to the degree that I do. So yeah, I might just go see Justice League. And that way, if it sucks and the audience sucks and the movie theater sucks, I didn't ruin Star Wars with it. You know, because I will punch somebody for Star Wars.
Star Wars down here. Like, I would love to have just everybody across our universe, like, just all sit down on Twitter together and, like, watch Star Wars.
Oh, we could do that. We should do that.
And we could all, like, live tweet together.
Oh,
and
be like,
oh, my God, stop. Someone has to pee, so we have to play. We have to pause it.
So one of the conferences I've always wanted to go to, Nerdtacular, which was created by Scott Johnson and the Frog Pants crew, that whole thing started because they wanted to go see a movie with friends.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so they would pick a date in the summer. And all the listeners would know about it, you know, and like a handful of people would show up at the theater, like before they were huge, you know, and they would all watch a movie together. Like, whichever
That's
one.
Fantastic.
The first one I think they did was Spider-Man 3, which was really unfortunate, but fun. And then it ended up like every year more people would come and then they had to rent out a theater so everybody could go. And then they finally just were like, holy crap, we've got a convention on our hands. And rented out a ski lodge for everybody.
That's so much fun. I want to do that. You guys all come to North Carolina and watch a movie with me.
So that was what it was.
However many hours and then pay $20 for you and your buddy to sit in a movie and not talk. And then guys, that was awesome. We should do it again.
Well, we
and
can go to the Alamo.
And then you hate us.
We can go to the Alamo where nobody's allowed to talk. Or you get kicked out.
So here's the thing. They give you beer at the Alamo, right?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Okay, so you give Ashley an alcohol.
And then sit her down and tell her to shut up.
And sit her down and tell her to shut up.
Yeah, you can't go to the Alamo. That's not a place that you can watch a movie. That's not your scene. But when they do a Quentin Tarantino or a Big Lebowski showing and we do a quote along, me and Jacob are going.
Steven.
We're gonna be there together.
Steven.
What? What?
So I have heard rumors
Star Trek, right?
Yeah! I'm gonna vomit. I hate that man. I hate his movies, and he can't have Star Trek. What does he have to do with Star Trek? It's gonna be the biggest pile of shit ever. I'm prejudging this all to shit.
What?
But I literally hate everything he touches. I don't like it.
Are you sure? Because there's movies he's written that you might not even know he was part of.
Okay, like what? Changed my mind.
Were you into From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yes, I saw that. That was the stupidest movie I've ever seen.
All right, well, he was involved with that one. What about what's the movie with the killers? What am I thinking, Jacob? The killers. Screw it. I don't remember. I'll work up a list for you.
What killers?
No, it's a movie about dagnabbit. Somebody help me out.
Also, I heard that Disney was buying 20th Century Fox, which makes Alien franchise belong to Disney, which makes Xenomorphs Alien princesses Disney princesses. I'm going to die.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. That's the
best. Xenomorphs are now Disney princesses, Steven.
Xenomorphs are Disney princesses. It also makes...
Because they came from the queen, right? So they're Disney princesses.
I guess that's true. Yeah, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
No, McFly was with that. It wasn't a movie he directed, or it was a movie he wrote and somebody else directed.
I didn't like Jackie Brown.
Natural Born Killers. Natural Born Killers.
No, I hated that too.
All right, yeah, you hate everything he touches.
I hate everything he touches. Like, I don't... Like, how do you take some... So here's the thing. Like, I enjoy... I don't understand why I don't like him, because some of his dialogue, I'm like, that was really good, and I like all of the plots to his movie. I just hate how he does it. I'm just like, oh my god, you took a diamond and you took a tank and you like gave the tank to the Hulk and you're like, just beat the shit out of this rock until it's just dust and then like rub it in some horse poop and write movie on the wall.
So you're not a fan, but there are a lot of people who are. Now, I don't know what he would do with Star Trek. I don't know how he would touch it, but you should let it ride. Let it happen. But you probably have the same hatred towards that idea as I do to David Goyer literally touching anything else in a comic book. Like, if that man writes Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, I think he had a part in, and they rewrote it. He wrote Blade. He did write Batman.
Wait, the first one?
Yeah, he wrote Blade 1 and 2, I think. He wrote,
I liked the first one. The CGI was a ball of crap.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
super, super cheesy.
What else did he write? He wrote Batman Begins, which is, you know, Christopher Nolan saved that because that David Goyer, that
Christopher
was
Nolan.
Probably the weakest of the three, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just hate that guy. I don't like that he writes stuff. I don't like that he's a person. It's fine. I went a little overboard there. That was more of a word.
Like, I can't. Like, what do you like? His movies are really gritty, right? Like, they're
very 70s.
They're rocks in a canyon in a dry desert. That is what he is in my brain. I'm like, you can't take Star Trek, which is moist and juicy and blue, and
gross.
Make it rocks in a canyon.
You can if he takes the 1960s version of Star Trek, because that's what he's looking at. That's the time period he appreciates.
Yellow and brown. The movie's going to be yellow and brown. It's going to be a pile of shit.
Brown.
Negative colors in my head. Watch me. You're going to watch that movie and be like, okay, Ashley was right. This is yellow and brown.
It will probably be yellow and brown, but I'm telling you, just hold your horses. I mean, you can be mad. I'd just be mad if you want to.
Dear Mr. Tarantino, I may not agree with your movies and stuff, but I still like you as a person. But if you touch Star Trek, I might pee on your yard.
It's fair enough. Let's do a factoid, shall we?
Yeah,
The tension of the 230-odd strings in a grand piano exert a combined force of 20 tons on the cast iron frame. That is amazing.
I felt that, too. I never thought about that ever.
Holy crap. That's a lot of pressure. Amazing. Stop it. Those are two dead people you just sang right there.
I sang dead people.
You sang some Freddie Mercury and some David Bowie. They're both singing that song in rock and roll heaven right now. That's what they're doing. Those guys, those good
That's
people.
Depressing. I'm gonna be sad when Schwarzenegger dies.
He's not. I mean, he really can't. You know, he lives on in all the movies that we've seen.
Gosh, like what movie what actor slash actress embodies your childhood like the most?
Oh, geez. Oh, man. Yeah. So there's a couple that are fighting for dominance in my brain. Okay. The first one being Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Because Indiana Jones is everything I ever wanted to be as a six-year-old little boy. Like, all I ever wanted to do was be and it's a thing that's held true all these years. I still just really want to be Indiana Jones. Not in the real world, because the real world sucks. I want to be the Indiana Jones in the world where when I get punched, I don't really bleed that much. And if I get dragged behind a truck, I don't ever hit a rock and have my nuts taken off.
It's the fedora.
I just want to be that cool. It's that guy. So there's side one of this coin. And then on the completely other side of the universe is Jim Varney as Ernest from the Ernest movies.
Oh my God, Steven, those are literally your brain hemispheres.
Those two things dominated my childhood. Everything about, like, those two things were
I've
my
life.
I
never thought about it like that, but that is your brain. Half of your brain is Indy and half of your brain is Ernest P. Worrell. This, like, if I was a psychiatrist right now, I would drop the mic and walk out.
Be like, we've discovered it. We've cracked the code. Boom.
Like, you don't need medication. We're super good now.
We're good. You've completely
separated. You need a whip and MEAC.
I just need, I'll be wearing a blue denim vest and a brown fedora, and I've accomplished both things.
Legit. Krund is saying River Phoenix embodies his childhood.
Which played a young Indiana Jones, so there's that.
We need to hear from the rest of you, too, since Krund piped up.
I want Krund to make it further than River Phoenix did. The Halloween one, yeah, Ernest Scared Stupid, man.
Meak! I did not like that troll.
That movie scared the bejesus out of me. Like, I checked under my bed every time I went to sleep because of that darn troll. And every time I checked under my bed and then got back on the bed, I was terrified that troll would be behind me because that's what happened in the movie. And they admitted later, John Cherry, the dude who directed, was like, we made it too scary. They were like, that's what killed everything. We made it way scarier than we should have.
That really was a terrible, like, I didn't like that movie. And we were in the new house. I say new house. I think it was sixth grade when I watched that. And I was just like, I survived aliens and the MEAC is making me afraid.
It was the last Ernest movie that had a theatrical release.
Really?
After that, they were all directed to VHS, I believe.
I just remember that damn lawnmower rolling around, because for some reason that every time I think of that, it makes me think of your dad.
Speaking of, my dad's incredibly upset that we don't talk about him on every show. He made sure to text me. He was like, I listened to your whole show and you didn't say my name anywhere. And I was like, well, it didn't come up.
Tim, I did that for you, man. Just unprecedented.
You just handled it. You made a mention of my dad in the show.
Boom.
he wants more stories about him in the show. Yeah.
I don't know that was a story, but when I see lawnmowers that have no driver, I think of you, Tim.
That was in Ernest Goes to Camp because he was riding the golf cart and he fell off and the golf cart just makes its way through through the whole movie. He'll just randomly go it's brilliant comedy. Like, you can say what you want about Ernest and overacting and whatever. It's mostly brilliant. Brilliant. I laugh every time. Like the whole phrase when Eddie. I can't. This is stupid. I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. Y'all go watch an Ernest movie and enjoy it because it's half my brain. So you brought that up because you were thinking who embodies your childhood? What's your actor?
Oh, probably Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger. I figured that's where that was going. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why, because Predator was huge, but like Aliens was big. But I mean, it would probably be more of a director than anything, because that's a boot dude.
The boot.
James Cameron.
James Cameron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the thing from your childhood. You to go to those movies. That's a pretty intense childhood.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is why I am like this. I grew up wanting to be freaking Steven. I can't keep a sentence because my brain's like it is. So did you look up the trailer for Red Sparrow?
I saw the trailer for Red Sparrow 2 or 3 months ago.
Well, kiss mass. I'm
a hipster.
I'm a die.
So what I got out of the trailer, at least the one I watched a couple months ago, was that, hello, audience. We would like you to believe that you will see Jennifer Lawrence's boobies in this movie. Thank you. Tonight we present the trailer for Red Sparrow. Enjoy the almost look at Jennifer Lawrence's boobies.
The almost look. So I, like, all I could think of is, I sent it to a couple of my friends who are like, oh my god, that's the same program Black Widow went through. And I'm like, right? It's just so, like, super spy-y, and it made me happy. Also, since we're on the vein of movies that are almost other movies, the water movie.
Waterworld?
The fish.
The Shape of Water.
Eggs, yes. That is Abe Sapien.
Yeah, it's Doug Jones. He's playing the creature.
But it's Abe Sapien, right? It's that same universe.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not Abe
Sapien. Yes, it is.
No, it's not Abe Sapien.
He eats eggs. It's the same timeline, and a government organization takes him, and it's the same director. It's Abe Sapien.
Maybe it's Abe Sapien, but I'm not banking on it being Abe Sapien right now.
But it is, right?
It might be, but I don't know that connection will ever be made on the screen. I don't think you're going to see Hellboy walk in and go, hey, I want this guy on my team. You know, right at the very end.
I'm happy knowing that it's Abe Sapien.
That it may be Abe Sapien.
Because I think that's why he was so attracted to the little Elfiekin, because she was such like a soft spirit, like the little mute chick, right?
Oh, maybe so. Maybe that's what it was. But yeah, Krund, there were creatures other than Abe Sapien in cinema. But Kelly, I know a dude that looks just like Red Green.
Who's Red Green?
The Red Green Show. He's really funny. But I know a guy.
I don't know who that is.
My buddy Lando's dad. It looks exactly like Red Green, like dead on doppelganger. People used
are you
to be
serious?
Like, is your dad Red Green? I'm like, no.
But who is Red Green? What is it? Those are just two colors. That isn't a thing. It's a color. It's two colors.
I'm just gonna continue just ignoring Ashley's questions, so she can be completely perplexed. World news. Krun's relationship advice is my favorite. If women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy.
Red Green.
You're Googling it. That's awesome. Pfizer denies fumes from Viagra factory are arousing the town's males.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Oh, good lord. Villagers of Ringaskiddy, County Cork, Ireland say air pollution from a factory that produces the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra are affecting the menfolk. One whiff and you're stiff. Local bartender Debbie O'Grady told the Sunday Times. It's awesome.
Holy shit, it is Landon's dad.
I told you. It's Landon's dad. Red Green is Landon's dad. If it's not the fumes emanating from Pfizer's plant, then it's the water that is getting the men's Irish up, some believe. I think the Viagra must have gotten to the water supply, Fiona Toomey, 37, told the paper. Toomey used to work at the Pfizer factory. I want to do this in an Irish accent. I do.
Hey, Toomey's the guy from the critters with the airplane.
What?
Langoliers.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you ever see Langoliers / read the book?
No. What's a Langolier?
What?
No.
It's a Stephen King. They eat time. And these people get lost in time. And Toomey was a dude.
Oh, that's cool. Maybe this is the same Toomey. He just got lost in time. This is a Maybe chick named Toomey.
The Langoliers got Toomey.
But I want to do an Irish accent, but then I just end up coming off offensive. Like,
Do it.
No. I can't, because it's a terrible Irish accent. It's the worst.
Try it.
I'm convinced that what's happened at the very beginning before they were so closely regulated.
Yes.
Sounds terrible.
That was beautiful.
Pathetic. It's not only human males who are aroused, Toomey says, that dogs walk around in a state of sexual excitement. The joke in Ringaskiddy is that while Viagra will soon be available over the counter in the UK, the town has had it for free for years. Pfizer said in a statement that there is no truth to what it calls an amusing myth. Pfizer spokeswoman said our manufacturing processes have always been highly sophisticated as well as highly regulated and highly escaping the walls of Pfizer and getting into the town water. That's what I believe. But the townspeople insist that living in Ringaskiddy is an uplifting experience, Trump company denials notwithstanding. So they're not necessarily complaining, it doesn't seem. They're just saying that that's what's happening. They're saying that people are walking around, you know, a little bit excited. They're pitching some tents out there in the world.
So basically, you know where you need to move after you hit 60.
They're doing the old gentleman's salute to any passersby.
That would be awesome. Like, if I was a dude, I would legit, like, after I hit my prime, I'd be like, any ladies want to accompany me to the Viagra capital of the stiffs?
That would be fine, except, like, if you maintain one for more than 4 hours, you have to seek medical attention.
I would be so screwed because I drink lots of water.
Oh, you sprain something. You just, the muscles, it's just not a good experience.
I don't know that I've ever met anybody that, like,
could maintain for 4 hours. It's because it's not healthy and it's not a thing that you do.
I got distracted by words.
So in other words, if you are into, you know, getting free business there, you can hang out and ring. Well, I guess as long as you have somebody to hang out with. It'd be kind of sucky what if you got called? There and you're just like, dag nabbit, I'm harder than Chinese algebra and I don't have anybody to talk to.
Oh, it is Ireland. What did you just say?
Huh? Nothing.
Did you just say I'm harder than Chinese algebra? Steven? Holy shit!
I'm just trying. You look like you were distracted. I was trying to recenter you.
I told Stephanie yesterday, I'm like, I would be the shittiest person if I didn't have you and Steven in my life. I'm like, you're the ones that, like, are my moral compass. And Steven's over here going, I'm harder than Chinese algebra. Whoa,
I didn't say I'm. And for one thing, Krund is correcting me, so it's all fine. Because Chinese algebra is no different than any other algebra. Math is math.
Somebody please clip that.
I actually stole that's not my joke. I stole that from Robin Williams, so you can blame him.
He did.
You can blame him. It sucks he's dead, by the way. I really loved me some Robin Williams.
I never met the fellow.
I know. It's funny. Like, never meet your heroes, because he could have really sucked in real life, though that's not really what I heard from anybody. That's like if somebody told me Tom Hanks was a sucky human being in real life. I'd be like, that's... No.
You'd be crushed, yeah.
You're wrong. I reject what you tell me.
I reject your reality and reinvent my own. I want to... What? No, that's stupid. What am I reading next story?
I don't know. It's go next. Tom Cruise? What does he have to do with anything?
I don't know. I saw Stephanie and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Stephanie and Steven spell their name almost exactly identical with the PHs.
Yeah, we do. We do. But she's the female version of a Stephanie. A Steven.
I guess technically she took your name.
Because I was born first.
You were born first, yeah.
Hey,
Steven!
Zapho sent us all the cheers. Look at that.
Oh, Zapho, guys, thank you. You guys are awesome. How come they're, like, different, though? How come, like, some are, like, some are cupcakes and some are triangles and some are purple and some are pure? I don't understand.
Choose the bits.
That's really fun. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read about squirrels.
Go for it.
So some of you guys are super new and you don't remember the Squirrel Underground Comrades. Suck.
They've been around a long time.
That was it, right? No, it was...
Squirrel Unified Comrades?
Unified, yeah. And it was the Feline Underground Resistance first.
Yes.
Yeah, Squirrel U, that's what it was. So squirrels are evil, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's well-known fact.
I'll read you a story. An obese squirrel was caught on video stealing gourmet chocolate and lip balm that a family leaves outside as a holiday treat for delivery people. Michael Bordeaux of Maplewood, New Jersey said that... Michelle Bordeaux of Maplewood, New Jersey said that she provides candy, snacks, tissues, hand warmers, and other goodies on her doorstep every year. Also, that is fantastic and sweet and wonderful, and I've never thought about that, and I think she's amazing. Right?
Not once have I thought, like, maybe I should give the UPS guy something.
Yeah, you just been like, man, it's so shitty that you're out delivering right now. Here's some chapstick. She's never had any issues before, but this year her basket was raided within hours of being set outside her home. The thieves seemed to be targeting the priciest stuff, including about 25 squares of Ghirardelli chocolate.
Oh, what a... these squirrels. What's gotten into them?
What the F is a squirrel going to do with 20? Like, I can't even eat that much chocolate. Like, I would die, and I'm much bigger than a squirrel.
How'd he get it up a tree, anyway?
How'd he get it out of the damn wrapper?
I have no idea. Like, they're good. Squirrels are good.
If he got the caramel out of the middle without crack... Oh, my God, I want Ghirardelli. That's what I want for Christmas. I want the caramel milk chocolate Ghirardelli squares.
Those are good. You had to fight me for them. We'll just
Steve
set up a pinata.
And I like the same foods, which is really unfortunate.
What do we like? We like the rum balls and the Ghirardelli. We like the same sweet food. It doesn't really count. We don't like the same food because you will eat like a turmeric wrapped piece of kale. And I'm like, no. Remember when you used to blend like nuts and peanut butter in a blender and
put it in leaves of
romaine and eat it and pretend it was
tacos.
You pretended it was a taco. Like this is the world. We'd sit there and we're eating this delicious meal that Steph's dad made. Like it might be a steak and potatoes or beef tips and noodles or whatever. And Ashley's over there with a giant pink bowl the size of a like the holy water at a Catholic church. It's filled to the brim with pieces of romaine, and then comes over with a separate bowl of some sort of nut mash that's just basically covered in cayenne pepper and lemon juice. And she puts, we're eating this amazing steak, and she's like, let me scoop out some of this fake meat that I made out of nuts and put this in the lettuce leaf and eat it. And we're just, she's over there, crunch, crunch, crunch. This is delicious. And I'm like, you're a crazy person. There is no way that tastes as good as this.
Well, I told Jacob, I'm like, dude, can I please just go back to eating salads for dinner? I'm like, eat whatever the hell you want at lunch at work, and I'm gonna make a salad. I miss the salads. Oh, I'm so hot. It's hot. I'm die.
You got like 18 layers on, but
I have two.
Oh, well, good. At least you have two. I was worried since there were previous shenanigans, maybe you got ready in a hurry.
I mean, there are less than there were before. But I'm covered.
Put your pants on. It's showtime.
I need
pants. Something. No, not really. Something squirrels. Go.
The family set up surveillance cameras to see what was going on, spotted the Fatty McFatterson varmint standing on a step stool digging through the stash. That little shit face. She said, I mean, this squirrel is so obese, a jolly old chap, he must be prepping for a decade of winters. I really want to see a fat squirrel. Her husband tried to chase the squirrel to see where it was hoarding all of the treats, but it made a clean getaway. Bordeaux said she stumbled upon the thieving rodent in the act and recorded it taking more chocolate and a Carmex freaking lip balm.
They'll take anything. There's no pictures.
Is it really not?
No.
So she ended up putting the chocolates in like a jar, and but she was super sweet and she put out a bowl of like walnuts and popcorn and shit.
It doesn't want the walnuts and popcorn. It wants the chocolate and Carmex.
No, she said he threw out all the seeds because I bet she put pumpkin seeds in it and then ate the walnuts and the popcorn.
Oh, well, at least it learned what it wanted, you know. It's
little
important.
Fat ass squirrel.
I hate squirrels. They steal crap off our back porch. Like, Sam's got toys out there and he'll find them in the yard because a squirrel grabbed it and ran off with it.
What do they do? Like, they eat, like, I don't know. They eat through your plastic. Why are they eating? What are they doing with the plastic?
I don't know. I don't understand them. I don't have them figured out yet. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
About to figure them out with a BB gun.
Yeah, exactly. Like everybody I know goes from, oh, fluffy little adorable things to shoot that MF.
Yeah, and you wait till they steal your child's toys off the back porch and try to eat them. All right, man. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. We're selling some more goods, I think. Let's sell some goods.
Oh, I forgot the special section.
Move aside, Ralphie and Rudolph. Get lost, Scrooge and Elf. Welcome the newest Christmas icon, John McClane. For years, Die Hard has been recognized as one of the all-time great action flicks, and to some wrong folks out there, one of the most beloved Christmas movies. Sure, It's a Wonderful Life has an uplifting message about humanity, but Die Hard's got peak Bruce Willis, the rickiest of all Alan Rickman villains, and even the final song in the movie, Vaughn Monroe's Let It Snow, sends us out on a festive note. It just doesn't get old even after three decades. This year, Santa's got something special under the tree. The Die Hard Christmas book that you never knew you needed. A Die Hard Christmas. The illustrated holiday classic. That's right, the unconventional fan favorite movie Die Hard is now an illustrated storybook complete with machine guns, European terrorists, and a cop who's forced to rely on all his cunning and skills and the help of a fellow officer, Carl Winslow, to save the day. Based on the classic Night Before Christmas poem and filled with whimsical illustrations, this cleverly reimagined homage is destined to become a holiday classic. Warning, contains adult material including violence and strong language. Reader discretion is advised. Ho 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 and yippee-ki-yay, mother... What's that? What is that?
Are you kidding me?
What? Oh my god! Are you serious?
Wait, what did you do? Hold on, audio listeners.
Freaking book!
Stephanie just wandered in. What? Yeah, Jay, what just happened?
Oh my god! That's so awesome!
I'm gonna die. Oh my gosh, you guys. Not only is that a thing we just read about, it's a thing that is in my hands right now because my wife walked in just as I finished the ad. Thank you.
Oh my god. Steven, read the poem.
What? Is it really?
It's the poem.
You guys. This is amazing.
Oh my god, this is fantastic. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and up in the tower, everyone was partying, except one wallflower. John McClane missed his wife. Things just weren't the same since Holly had moved west and changed her last name. Oh my god, this is amazing!
Dude, you got so sorry for the dead air. I will try to cut that for the audio listeners if I remember. I had to hug my wife for walking in with this.
This is the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Steven, how did they do these things?
I have no idea. You guys are freaking awesome. Jacob and Stephanie are just incredible human beings who, for the second time in the 10 years, have surprised us.
Second time in like a year, to be fair, have surprised us with something great. It's so, like, I was reading it on Amazon, and I'm like, I was 2 seconds from saying, this is what I want for Christmas, and then Jacob, like, burst through the door, and I have, I am so happy right now.
Yeah, this is pretty freaking incredible. So, audio listeners, I'm very sorry for the very video-heavy moment, but
this is fantastic. It is called A Die Hard Christmas.
Yeah, written by Doogie Horner and illustrated by J.J. Harrison.
It's fantastic!
This is great. Thank you guys so much. You are the best. That was totally unexpected.
I'm a die. Like, I had a heart attack because he came bursting through the door, and I'm like, oh, shit, what happened? And then I'm like, that. Oh, wait, I have to flip to the end because I know he falls off. I know there's going to be a picture of him. Yes! Yes! My Christmas is complete. Hans Gruber is falling off the Nakatomi building.
It's not Christmas till that happens, you know?
Oh, I'm so excited
right now.
This
is amazing. You guys are fantastic. So, big
thank you. How did I not know this existed? My life is complete now.
I have no freaking idea, but I am so excited for it. It's awesome.
I feel like we scared the crap out of Steven.
So Stephanie just kind of swings the door open. I'm like, there's babies sleeping. What are you doing? Like, I thought maybe somebody died, you know?
It was terrible. Like, my heart's beating 1,000 miles an hour because Jacob, like, cracks open the door and he just starts jumping up and down going, bye, Christmas!
Yeah, Stephanie had to do it much quieter. She comes in like, shh. I'm like, what? This is amazing.
This is so cool. He's hiding under the table. I'm so happy right now.
This is the best. Thank you guys so much. To continue the show with a little bit of Christmas theme, we wanted to announce tonight to everyone that the annual Toys for Tots Christmas charity stream is on for Two Dorks.
Yes!
We will be doing the stream next Friday, so tell all your friends, all your loved ones, that we will be setting up our Toys for Tots charity stream. The cool thing about Two Dorks doing a charity stream is that you do not donate money to us and then we donate on your behalf. Don't donate to streams to do that. You donate directly to Toys for Tots, but you'll still get a fancy pants alert on the screen that's like, such and such donated X amount of dollars to Toys for Tots. So it's really...
Dress made us a meter that we can...
Yeah, Dress made us a meter, and I've got an app that does a bunch of stuff because I'm freaking genius. It's not true. and it's going to be awesome. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to start early on Friday morning. I haven't decided what time yet. It's probably going to be like 8-ish. Going to start, and we won't end till late in the evening I know I'll probably drop off after like 5 or 6 to do family stuff. But we're gonna play a ton of games. We're building a list.
Some
of
it's gonna play Doom.
Some of it's gonna be multiplayer. Some of it's gonna be single player, and we're gonna kind of alternate and play around and do all kinds of stuff. But it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a blast. We're gonna make hopefully get a ton of money for Toys for Tots. We hit $500 last year. We would love to get more than $500 this year for them, because it's a huge, really great organization that makes sure that the kids get to have a special Christmas. Even when they may not be able to, I will get you something, Kelly. I will hit you up on the Twitters with like a flyer or something. I think we made one last year that worked out really well, so we can probably reuse that. So keep an eye on that. We should build a little like press kit deal that gives you like images and emails and crap to send.
Yeah,
that'd make everybody handy.
I'm like
for
so proud of everybody for donating $500 last year too, because like it was last minute last year and we had all kinds of technical issues because
we weren't prepared. But I think this year we're a little bit better. I know the app works, should work, so everything should be good. We'll have a blast. So tune in for that. I think it's gonna like we don't stream that often here at Two Dorks. We stream like every couple nights a week, but this is gonna be a very long one day stream that we're very excited for.
Yeah, all the games. I'm like still flipping out.
I know, I'm losing my mind. This is great. News barely left untold. Oh goodness, this one. Oklahoma Pest.
Did you see what Kelly just said?
What? Oh, you could donate one, dude. That would be awesome, Kelly.
Oh,
I would
so
love
sweet.
To
Thank
do that. You.
You
know, that would be wonderful if you could do that. We've also got a couple games I know we're going to be able to give away. I've got a couple games on Steam that I have acquired that I will be happy to don't
and
to
I have
give away.
Artwork by Walkie.
And you got artwork. We got a handful of things we can give away. So it'll be fun. We'll try to organize some giveaways throughout that stream. And H&H commercials, because why not? When you need a pee break, nothing better than
yes.
a little horseshoe.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the commercials. They were so funny.
They were great. Oklahoma pastor has been busted for running a white supremacist prostitution ring. Oh, no. Why not? An Oklahoma pastor is under arrest after being caught running a prostitution ring with a white supremacist. Pastor Walter Eugene Brazington Jr. was caught running a massage parlor that was being used as a front for a prostitution ring. His partner in crime was a white supremacist, Tiffany Roach, an HIV-positive prostitute who calls herself Aryan Woman and professes to have white girl pride.
This can't be real.
It sure looks like it. Acting on a tip of unusual activity at a strip mall in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Broken Arrow was a killer movie. You remember that?
That was such a good movie. Yeah. I liked it.
John,
I thought
John
it was
Travolta,
a badass because I knew what it meant.
Christian Slater is so cool. What does Broken Arrow mean?
Missing warhead.
Oh, lol. That's amazing. Police began monitoring a business that only had a neon open sign in the window and an unusual amount of activity noted by neighboring businesses. In September, investigators identified classified ads of women offering massages. A phone number connected to the ads was linked to All Nations Evangelistic Team. During the raid, Brazington reportedly interviewed an undercover officer and told them he was, quote, not a pimp and treats girls like staff. Brazington is listed as an apostle and prophet. There's your keyword that you want to look out for when dealing with any sorts of what they would
Christian.
Call Christian-based organizations. There are no prophets for All Nations Evangelistic Team, a preaching group based in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Brazington is being charged with procuring for prostitution and possession of a firearm while in the commission of a felony, according to a report from Tulsa World. Brazington Jr. was able to post bail. However, Tiffany Roach remains in jail on a $6,000 bond charged with exposing others to an infectious disease. If you go to work with pink eye, can you be charged with exposing others to an infectious disease?
I don't know. That's actually a good question. I feel like if you're not a prostitute, then yes.
Okay, good. So it's the prostitution's probably the bad part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jacob was sitting here, so he's like, there's going to be a story that you're not going to believe me, and apparently this is the one.
That's the one.
So he had to triple check it.
I love that producer Jacob, who is producer on the show, thank you, Jacob, looks out for these kinds of things. He's like, this seems too real to be. Like, I'm not skeptical. I am the most gullible human in the world. So I'm like, oh, a story was in the newspaper. It's got to be real. Jacob's like, I question you until I know your truth.
What did you came, Stephanie and I were together, and you came and you told us something, and both Stephanie and I were like,
Stabby McHeadshot.
Oh my God, that's What movie did you say it was from?
Olympus Has Fallen.
Oh, that's right. Steven's like, Ashley, do you remember the name of the main character in Olympus Has Fallen? And I can't remember shit. So I'm like, no. He's like, did you know his name was Stabby McStabberson in the credits? I was like, no, I don't think that's right.
So embarrassed.
Where did you hear
myself.
That from? He was so cute. He was so excited. He's like, well, I read it on the thing and they called him Stabby McStabberson. And Stephanie and I kind of looked at each other. We're like, Steven, we think that was sarcasm.
Stabby McHeadshot.
No, but nobody said it. And so he looked it up on IMDb. He's like, oh, it's not Stabby McHeadshot.
Could you imagine if it was, like, he was a Scottish dude, so you're like, Stabby, because it sounds like that would be something that kind of go over my head, and it would just be like, oh, Stabby. He's doing his stabbing. He's a stabby guy. You know, and they don't say the McHeadshot part. It's just like, Stabby. And I would have been like, oh, yeah, of course, Stabby. That's the name.
And so then, what's the movie with the dude with the carrot, where he kills people with the carrot?
What?
And he's like,
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Clive Owen.
Yes.
Shoot him up. Shoot him up.
Yes. Yeah. If his name was Stabby McHeadshot, I wouldn't have questioned that.
It's so weird. There's that thing where when you read something or see something and other people bring it up, or if you think of something you haven't thought of in a long time, like a movie, it's on TV like the next day. I literally read facts on IMDb about Shoot 'Em Up the other day, and you just brought it up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, I haven't thought about that movie in 10 years. And you say you just brought it up after I read, like, an article a day ago about
that was a legit awesome movie.
I was reading it. I was fascinated at the idea that it was a homage to Warner Brothers cartoons. Clive Owen is supposed to be Bugs Bunny.
Right, because he carries the carrot around me. I think he actually makes the Doc Comet at one point.
He's supposed to be Bugs Bunny, and Paul Giamatti's character is supposed to be Elmer Fudd.
See, I got the Bugs reference, but I just thought I was reading too much into it.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I had no idea.
That makes me so happy.
I need to see it because apparently it's just nuts. You just have to accept it. I think the thing that threw me off is like severing an umbilical cord with a bullet was one of the things, like shooting through it.
He does everything with a gun. At one point, he shoots the gun with a carrot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's just such a good movie. Like, you sit there and watch it, you're like, I need to be this man. Like,
yeah, I want to be this cool.
That is my soul animal.
You think he could be spirit animal?
Spirit, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he could pull off a James Bond? His name's been floated before.
I would see that.
Craig McCreggerson. Yeah, that guy.
And I'm just like, oh my god, they can't do that, because I really liked Layer Cake, but I'm just like, they can't make him a Bond. He's not like posh. But I've since come to realize that there are layers to Bond, and every new Bond represents like a layer.
Yeah. Not only that, I think there's layers to actors that we as normal people don't get, that actors are. Like, they portray other people. It's kind of their job.
Not all of them. I mean, what's the... Sandra Bullock is layerless.
You don't think she can play more than one thing?
She's layerless.
She was that mom in The Blind Side, and she was an FBI agent in Miss Congeniality, and she was a helpless bus driver on Speed.
So every movie that I have seen her in, except The Blind Side, which I only saw bits and pieces of because it was a feel-good movie about football and I don't give a shit.
Feel-good movie about football. That's actually the tagline under The Blind Side. A feel-good movie about football. Coming to a theater near you, April 2014.
Stephanie and I saw a preview for a movie. We both looked at each other like, that's a Steven movie, and I can't think about... I don't know what the title was. I don't remember what it was about. It was about tiny people. Matt Damon as a tiny person.
Downsizing. I want to see that so bad.
There you go.
I want to see. If you haven't watched the trailer for Downsizing, you have to. It looks so awesome. The world's overpopulated, so they start shrinking people and putting
them in tiny
villages. And your money is like split with a ratio. So if you have like $20,000 in real life, you've got $20 million when you get downsized.
I mean, because you could survive off a carrot for a month.
Yeah,
you know?
So you're super rich, but you have to go through this process, and he goes in to get it done, and this is irreversible. Like, you sign all these papers, and he and his wife both go under. His wife decides she doesn't want to do it after he falls asleep, So they make him shrink, and then he wakes up, and she's not. She went. She's big. She decided not to do it. And I'm like,
she's like, I can't leave my family. I should have thought about myself more before this. And he's like, tiny and naked and bald and like.
Oh, I can't wait. Now that you don't have to watch the trailer because I explained the whole thing, you should. It's unbelievable. So excited. So anyway, news. Wait, WTF section.
So, I probably should have fact-checked this one.
Oh, it's woman, probably fine.
Authorities say a woman arriving at a Long Island court to answer a marijuana possession summons was smoking pot when she parked her vehicle in the local police chief's spot.
That's awesome.
I'm going to say that maybe this was not a well-thought-out decision.
Maybe she didn't know. I mean, she was high. Maybe she didn't care.
Don't smoke pot when going to a court summons about getting caught smoking pot. Okay.
I can do you one better. Don't smoke pot.
Unless it's legal in your state and you're above the age of 25 and it will not negatively affect your gray matter.
And your ability to perform tasks.
Your ability to smoke it on the weekend in Colorado if you're 25 or older. Then nobody cares.
I don't really care if you smoke pot. Just generally, it's not something I want to do. I'm not a partaker. I live in a state where it's illegal, but even if it wasn't, I mean, smoking's not illegal. I don't do that.
I feel like if I smoked pot, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to become a... I'm just... Every weekend, I'm going to have some pot. Every time I wanted to drink, when I have a spot, I would be a fat ass. Like, I would be 900 pounds. I'm like, let me have 2 Klondikes, some Chinese food, and then like 6 cheesecakes. Oh, by the way, did you eat your cheesecake?
I ate it. I ate it at 10 p.m. last night. I ate the whole thing. I was regretting.
I ate mine last night.
It Jacob's was so like, good. I was gonna die.
I had a salad for dinner, and I'm a little full, so I'm gonna stick this in the fridge till tomorrow.
I walked over, and Steph was like, "I brought you cheesecake." I just took it and went and sat down. I didn't even say hi. How are you? How was your evening? Did you have a nice time
that
with Ashley?
Was the correct response.
I just took it.
I got him an Oreo cheesecake. I'm not gonna eat a freaking Oreo cheesecake. I hate Oreos. I'm like, this has your name on. He's like, yeah. My salad also had strawberry seeds on it, so it's really filling.
Yep.
So it's probably still in the refrigerator, and now he's going, oh, shit, I have an Oreo cupcake, but I have a cigar and I have scotch, and I can't drink scotch and eat Oreo cupcakes. I'll get it in the morning. He's not going to eat it.
I just ate a nice strawberry standard New York cheesecake, and it was so good. Their cheesecakes are so creamy. They're creamy. Like, the cheesecake I get at the grocery store in the freezer section is crap. The $8 slice of cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory is legit.
So I asked the waitress, I said, favorite cheesecake, go. And she's like, the tuxedo one. I'm like, whatever that is, I'll take it.
Was it good? Oh, you ate it though. Yeah.
I ate the shit out of it. So I don't like cheesecakes are too dense for me. They hurt my brain. Also, after I ate it, I felt like I was going to vomit because you and I don't do sugar well.
No, I felt terrible. I was like, this is a lot of sugar. And I would pause for about a minute between bites towards the end. I'm like, I need to wait.
Yeah, that like last inch, I'm like, I can't eat this. I'm going to die.
Just shove it in my mouth. It's so good. They put so much whipped cream. Anyway, smoking pot. Back to the important stuff.
Oh, yeah, whatever. The 26-year-old woman had been ticketed for unlawful possession of marijuana. Police say she was arriving for a court appearance when she cut off an unmarked police car in the parking lot while talking on her cell phone and smoking pot.
Oh my gosh. Don't smoke and drive. Like, even if it is legal, like, don't smoke and drive. You're impairing your ability to do things, whether you think I can totally drive high.
Don't text. Don't be high. Don't drink. Don't do stupid shit while you're buying a two-ton vehicle. What's the matter with you?
Oh gosh.
Police say she then pulled into the parking spot clearly marked as reserved for the village's police chief, Bill Ricca. He says when the officers asked the woman to roll down her window, pot smoke billowed out. Police issued the woman another appearance ticket for unlawful possession of marijuana, and she was also ticketed for using her cell phone while driving.
She's made
back
some
to
mistakes.
You, Steven.
She's, thank you, Ashley. Now, back to the news. I don't know how to... I'm not a newscaster. How's the weather, Dan?
Mistakes were made.
Well, that's just a shame. Now, coming up next on Who Met Your Mother?
Who Met Your Mother?
That's a good story. That's
How I Met Your
It's, the, it's met a story where the dad just ruthlessly interrogates the children over paranoia about his wife cheating.
Oh my God, that's I think that was the season. That was the spinoff.
Who Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
They apparently tried
She faked it.
They tried to do like How I Met Your Dad, and apparently that just failed completely.
I don't even think it made the pilot.
No, it didn't even test well. Which is probably fine because the person who was playing the lady who was the main character is Greta Gerwig, and she just got done directing a movie called Lady Bird, which is apparently making the Oscar circuit.
I heard that was amazing, but I don't know what it's about.
It looked like one of those coming of age movies that I love and cherish want to have in my library, and that you will hate and you will ruthlessly badger people over. Like, this is a terrible movie. I don't understand. Kids are dumb. People are buttholes. The world sucks. Whatever.
I don't like coming of age movie. I have realized I don't like movies unless there's fire, explosions, gunshots, and people die.
That makes sense. That's every movie I know you to like, that fits the bill.
There's a TV program called, I sound like a 9-year-old. There's a TV program.
You watch one of them TV programs. I watch
them. Let me drop my teeth in my water over here. My Pepto-Bismol. What do they put?
Not now, Billy. My stories are on.
Right, yeah. There's a TV program on, kids, called The Expanse. I need some water to moisten my mouth. But it was so good. I was like flipping out over it. And 90% of the people die at the first episode. Like, they introduce you to this whole big cast and just boom, they're all dead. And I'm like, yes! This is amazing!
Like, you have me now. You had me at explode.
You had me at boom!
I'm so in.
So good. I'm like on episode 5 now, and Jacob's like, yes, this is so good. He's like, Ashley, everyone is dead. They sucked you in. They made you care, and they killed them all. I'm like, isn't it great?
That's why Game of Thrones is so popular. They kill everybody. And Die Hard is
Game of Thrones is popular because of boobies.
There are boobies. Yes, you're right. You're actually right. It's the same reason everyone's going to see Red Sparrow. Maybe we see Jennifer Lawrence's boobies because these women were literally engineered. Well, not literally engineered, but trained in the ways of seduction in order to get information. That's why they
call
them.
If I was hot, I would totally be a prostitute spy and kill people. Like, that would be shit.
I'm just saying that's the whole premise of the movie. And there's lots of tension of a sexual nature. So you're going to go, at what point am I going to see Jennifer Lawrence's boobies? I want to see them. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I'm excited.
I'm sure it's very well done.
I'm not excited for her boobs. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome.
I think it's probably really well done. The problem is marketing is going to play that up because that's what sells. And it might be a brilliant movie that people are going to skip out on because they'll be like, that looks like one of them sex movies.
Right. We'll go watch people blow each other's heads off, but I can't see a nipple.
No, that's true. That's the American way. It's totally fine. Getting blood everywhere is great, but a nipple.
You know the scene in True Lies where she's stripping that makes you so uncomfortable? That
no, I'm unfamiliar
exactly
with that.
Like it.
I'm unfamiliar with that scene.
Because you always had to close your eyes.
Actually, yeah, I was like, go over there while this part's on, Steven. Okay, I'm 8. I don't know. I do what you tell me to. Then I watched it one day. I was like, dang, no wonder they made me move. This is pretty, pretty racy.
She's got some boobles and she's dancing. I'm like, I watched this with my mom and my dad, and this was like our favorite movie, and nobody ever cared. That's why Jacob came into the family. He's like, oh my God, you guys watch porn. And I'm like, dude, if we're going to watch people get their heads blown off, like, we don't care if there's a boob in there. Like, let's be real.
Just, you know, what I love about it is when one of you all know that some porn is coming in a movie, someone will get up and go get something to drink. That's my favorite. But we're all sitting in a room watching a movie, and I'm sitting there thinking, that part where the people are, like, banging it out is coming. And your mom will just quietly get up and leave the room. And then shortly after she does, Stephanie will quietly get up and leave the room. And I'm like, they know. They know what's about to happen. And they're all trying to avoid the awkward silence as we watch two people grunt at each other.
Bang it out.
Yeah, they're
Steven, you're so
It's pretty amazing when that happens because you're like, this is awkward because everybody's quiet and it's just like, and you're just like, oh, geez.
I can't wait to see another sexy movie so I can laugh and go, ha ha, banging it out. Like, that's such a, like, freaking frat thing to say in Stevenson, banging it out.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. We love you. We love this show. We love doing it. Don't forget, twodorks.net/card. Sign up to get a card from us. If you signed up for the stickers, I've got your address already and you're getting one.
Yes.
But if you haven't, please do so. I would love to send you these cards. We paid for a bunch of them and I want to make use of them. So let's do that. And don't forget, mark your calendars. Next Friday is the charity stream for Toys for Tots. It's a charity that makes sure kids have toys at Christmas time. We're very excited to be contributing to that. Again, it's something that's near and dear to our hearts, and some of the listeners that we've had in the past have been huge fans of the organization and have personally benefited from it. So
yeah, that really makes me super happy.
So it's really great. We want to try and beat our $500 goal this year. We haven't set one yet, but we're going to work on that. But let's be real,
any donations at all is amazing.
Oh, yeah. We want to beat a goal, but that's just because goals are fun and people like to watch thermometers fill up. But we want to beat that, and if we can, that'd be great. Other than that, if you have resources, if you have giveaways, things like that you would like to help us out with to promote that, that would be awesome because it's always fun to get people love giving to things that give to them, which is a really weird situation. But, hey, that's awesome, and we want to get people over here and see what we're doing.
Okay. I love my favorite things when somebody goes, do I have to donate to be entered in the drawing? No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Give me a dollar.
Yeah, because like legally, I think it's messier if you charge a paywall for a giveaway. I think there's actual repercussions from a legal
standpoint. Oh, yeah. Well, it ends up being like you can't. So there's charitable organizations out there that like will give you something. Like, so Four Ocean is one of them. I bought a couple bracelets and they remove plastic and glass out of they remove trash out of the ocean, like pounds of it, pounds. And they out of the glass and the plastic, they recycle it and make bracelets. And so they sell that, and that helps them keep going, right? But at the same time, like, you can't write that off as a donation anymore because you received a product for it.
Right, because you bought something. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing, and that's one of the important things about the way we do it is you can write off the donations because you're not donating through us. You are donating.
Touch the money, it goes directly to them. Yeah,
so it's your tax write-off. It gets messy when you donate to somebody on Twitch and then they say, oh yes, you're donating to Saint Jude, and they're
you can't write it off because
you gave them money. They get to write it off. They get to write off a big old fat check
of money that they never had.
So we're doing it the legit way. But anyway, if you have questions about that or want to participate, please send your emails to hnhshow@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter, SteveHNH, or Ashley Fate Kills, PHATE Kills, or Two Dorks TV if you can't be bothered with emailing either, or tweeting either of us directly. You can also call us on Anchor or on Skype, HNH Live, or Two Dorks on Anchor. We got a call in tonight. I'm excited to publish that tomorrow. That's going to be awesome. If you missed my rant about Kevin McAllister, it's on Anchor. So go there.
Anchors are amazing, let's be real. Like,
It only lasts 24 hours, so you got to go listen like now. And download our show on iTunes and Google Play and wherever you get podcasts. I'm probably going to never say that again because you guys know how to find a podcast. Donate to us. If you'd like to donate directly to us, you can do that with twodorks.net/tip. Just go there and send us a dollar or two. It will help us, especially if the internet becomes non-neutral and they make us pay for streaming.
Oh, my God, that's so scary. Why are we still talking about this shit?
That back in 2007 or 2008, good old Ted Stevens referred to the internet as not a big truck. That was 10 years ago, and this conversation is still ongoing. We thought we solved it, and then we didn't. Who knew you could just walk into office one day and be like, yeah, all that stuff that other guy did, I'm just going to wipe it out. And then that's called progress.
Because I'm orange.
That's called doing the right thing. Like, not just going, well, you know, we're going to move forward, make some changes that work for us. And you're just going to go, no, I'm just going to undo everything from before.
I got paid by these assholes because my golf course needed some balls.
The FCC guy right now is literally a lawyer for Verizon during the time when Verizon was trying to argue they should be allowed to, like, prioritize traffic. That's
bullshit. No, it is the biggest load of bullshit there is. It's just like someone from a farm that stretches the expanse of Colorado pulls up to your front yard and just deposits their bullshit.
That's exactly what it is. That's a very good analogy. I want you to write that letter. It's a good one. We're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom after our rant about net neutrality from Friedrich Nietzsche, who said, "Without music, life would be a mistake." That's pretty good. I like that. You guys are awesome. We love you. We'll see you next time on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Bye!